Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network. HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, Sports Talk and Entertainment Excellence. This is going to be a short segment. I went a little bit too long on the first segment. I'm reading this from mirror.com.uk, and I like reading sports stories and entertainment stories. I like getting it from the perspective of other countries and other cultures. When talking about American sports, I like to see what people in Great Britain think, in the Middle East, and in France, what they actually think about what's going on with American sports and iconic figures and what their perspective is. Ring icon Mike Tyson is making a return to boxing on July the 20th when he faces social media star Jake Paul in one of the biggest and most controversial fights of the year. Former undisputed heavyweight champion Tyson will be 58 years old on fight night and hasn't fought in a professional bout in almost two decades. It's understood both men want the fight to be professionally sanctioned, which is interesting. I'm going to do a sidebar. I don't know who would professionally sanction a 58-year-old to get in the ring. Now, I actually think Tyson is I think Tyson wins if it's a real fight. I've said on this show, I don't think that Jake Paul's fights are real fights. I think that it's entertainment. It's like I said to start the show, this stuff is all a television broadcast. It's all for entertainment. So I don't think his fights are legitimate, and they don't have to be legitimate. It's WWE. It's The Rock and Roman Reigns. But if it's a real fight, I wouldn't want. I know it's just Instagram clips. Reels clips, I wouldn't want to fight Mike Tyson. I wouldn't want to take any of those blows. We've seen what he can do. And he's older. He's a little halfway hunched over. His body, his gait's different than it used to be. But he knows that peekaboo bob and weave technique. And I think in those first two rounds, if he hits Jake Paul with one of his uppercuts, remember the uppercuts on Mike Tyson punch out, it's going to be lights out. For Jake Paul, if it goes past three rounds, Mike Tyson's going to get tired. He's old. And then Jake Paul will probably win the fight. But that's neither here nor there. Tyson recently admitted, back to the article, it will likely go ahead as an exhibition bout, meaning that they can't get sanctioned. Of course they can't get sanctioned because you got to indemnify from an insurance perspective. And you have a situation, this is a lowest common denominator situation where both Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, both of them could die in the ring. Jake Paul, because he could get his head knocked off, he get knocked out the ring like Martin Lawrence on Martin when he fought the Hitman Hearns over Gina. And then Mike Tyson's 58. And although he's a national treasure, he's had some periods of life where he would admit that he hasn't necessarily taken care of his body at times the best. And I don't want someone of his age to have some type of cardiac event in the ring during or after the fight. And that's what people want to see. That's what people be lining up to see. UFC legend Conor McGregor, who infamously shared the ring with Floyd Mayweather for his lone boxing fight in 2017. So Conor McGregor is kind of the architect of all of this nonsense, these fights that aren't really fights. You got UFC guys, you got YouTuber guys. They're fighting a professional, but a professional past their prime. He explained why he thinks this fight will do more harm than good. Quote, for me, it does set a bad precedent in the industry because what you've got now, and I would say this to the young athletes coming up, men and women, don't aspire to be one of those YouTube fighters. Aspire for world titles. Aspire for the Olympics. This is how you etch your name into history during these smash and grab fights. So he's just ignoring the fact that he fought Floyd Mayweather and got a bag, made much more money made in UFC. You might get a few likes and clicks, but there's nothing substantial to it. It's hollow. It can be profitable, he would know, but it's hollow. I'm noticing a trend in young fighters coming up that are not even interested in competing in the amateur scene or rising to win a national title. You need the gold around your waist and to etch your name on the belt. That's the short segment. I'm not going to pontificate. I just would say that the whole fight game right now, it's a cesspool. And it's been a cesspool. When Muhammad Ali, I think it jumped the shark when Muhammad Ali, who was already showing signs of Parkinson's disease, fought Larry Holmes. And Larry Holmes pummeled him into the ground. Ali was maybe 39, 40, something like that. It's been a circus since Don King. And it's going to continue to be a circus. And bottom line, all of us who watch this fight, this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight on Netflix, all of us who watch this fight are culpable for whatever happens, and we're probably all going straight to hell. HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
And shout out to everywhere where I can go and get a good oxtail with extra gravy. Some of the spots here in Nashville, man, they want to give you the guy was like, me know we can't give you extra gravy. I'm like, yo, man, I'm willing to pay for it.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
What's oxtail and rice and peas if you don't have any extra gravy? What are we doing here? What's the point?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so, we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm, and then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're
Manhattan,
definitely from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.